and God's daughter Justice and the light of Helios. Now has come the time of my triumph over my enemies. And now my foot is on the road. This man, Aegeus, has been like a harbor to me. To him I can fasten the cable of my safety. And now I shall tell you the whole of my plan. I shall send one of my servants to find Jason and request him to come once more into my sight. And when he comes, the words I'll say will be soft ones. I'll say that I agree with him, that I approve the royal wedding he has made. I'll say it was profitable, it was wise. But I shall beg that my children may remain here, not that I would leave in a country that hates me, children of mine, but that by a trick I may kill the king's daughter. For I will send the children with gifts in their hands to carry to the bride, a finely woven robe and a golden diadem. And when she takes them and wears them upon her skin, she and all who touch her will die in agony. Such poison will I lay upon the gifts I send. I weep to think of what a deed I have to do after that. For I shall kill my own children. My children, there is none who can give them safety. And when I have ruined the whole of Jason's house, I shall leave this land and flee. And I shall have done a dreadful deed. So must it be. Those children he had from me, he will never see alive again, nor will he on his new bride beget another child.
You have shared the knowledge of your plan with us, and I both wish to help you and support the ways of mankind. I tell you not to do this thing.
You may speak thus. You have not suffered as I have.
But have you the heart to kill your flesh and blood?
Yes!
Oh, of women you will be most unhappy.
So must it be. Go, nurse, at once. Tell Jason to come to me. Go, go, find him!
From of old, the children of Erechtheus are splendid, the sons of blessed gods. They dwell in Athens, holy and unconquered land, where famous wisdom feeds them, and they pass gaily through that brilliant air, where once, they say, golden harmony gave birth to the nine pure muses of Pieria.
And beside the sweet flow of Cephisus' stream, Cypris sail, they say, to draw the water, and mild, soft breezes breathed along her path, and on her hair were flung the sweet-smelling garlands of flowers.
Of roses.
By the lovers, the companions of wisdom, her escort.
The helpers of men in every excellence.
How then can these holy rivers, or that holy land love you, or that city find you a home? You who will kill your children, you not pure with the rest.
Oh, think of the blow at your children, and think of the blood that you shed.
Oh, over and over, I beg you, by your knees, I beg you, do not be the murderess of your babes.
Where will you find the courage, or the skill of hand and heart, when you set yourself to attempt a deed so dreadful to do?
Oh, when you look upon them, can you tearlessly hold the decision for murder?
You will not be able.
When your children fall down and implore you, you will not be able to dip steadfast your hand in their blood.
I have come at your request. Indeed, although you are bitter against me, I will listen.
Jason, I beg you to forgive me for what I said. Bear with my temper, since we have had much love together. I have reproached myself and said, why? Why am I set against those who have planned wisely? Why make myself an enemy of Creon and of my husband, who does best for me by marrying a princess and having children who will be as brothers to my own? What is wrong with me? Let me give up anger, for the gods are kind to me. Have I not children? When I considered this, I saw that my anger was foolish. I think that you are wise in taking this other wife. I should have joined in the wedding, stood by the marriage bed, have taken pleasure in attendance on your bride. But we women are what we are, and you men must not be foolish in return when we are foolish. I have come to a better understanding now. Children, come here. My children, come here to us. Welcome your father. Take hold of his right hand and make friends with him who loves us. And then say goodbye to him. We have made peace, and all our anger is over. Oh, God. Oh, children. How ready to cry I am. How full of foreboding. I am ending at last this quarrel with your father, and look, my eyes have suddenly filled with tears.
And the pale tears have started also in my eyes.
I approve of what you say, and I cannot blame you for what you said before. But now your mind has turned to better reasoning. In the end, you have come to the right decision like the clever woman you are.
And of you, children, your father is taking care. He has made, with God's help, ample provision for you. A time will come when you will be leaders in Corinth with your brothers. Your father and those of the gods who love him will deal with that when you have become young men, healthy and strong. My dear, why are your eyes all wet with tears? Why is your cheek so white and turned away from me? Are not these words of mine pleasing for you to hear?
My children.
You must be cheerful. I shall not forget them.
I will be. It is not that I distrust your words, but the children are young and helpless, and you know what exile is. I know that this is best for me not to be in your way by living here or in the king's way. I accept this exile for myself. But do you, so that you may have the care of them here, beg Creon that the children may not be banished.
I shall with all my heart, but he will not relent, Medea.
You must tell your wife to beg her father that the children may be reprieved.
Though I might fail, she would certainly persuade him. Through her I shall succeed.
You will. And I, too, will take a hand in this business, for I shall send her some gifts. A finely woven robe and a golden diadem, and the children shall present them. Quick, let one of you bring me the gifts. She will be happy not in one way, but in 100. So fine a man as you to share her bed. And this beautiful robe, which Helios of old, my father's father, bestowed on his descendants. There, children, take these wedding presents into your hands. Take them to the royal princess, the happy bride, and give them to her. She will not think little of them.
No, do not empty your hands of these. There is no lack of fine raiment in the palace, or of gold either. Keep them. If my wife considers me of any value, my wishes will persuade her better than these will.
No, let me have my way. They say the gods themselves are moved by gifts. And for my children's safety, I would give my life. Go, children. Go together to that rich palace. Be suppliants to the new wife of your father. Beg her not to let you be banished. And give her the robe. This is of great importance. She must take the gifts into her hand from yours. Go quick as you can and bring back good news.
Now there is is no hope left for the children's lives.
She will set that crown of death with her own hands.
The grace and perfume and glow of the golden robe will charm her to put them upon her.
The wreath too will charm her.
Now her wedding will be with the dead below.
Into such a trap she will fall.
Into such a fate of death and never escape from that curse.
You too, O wretched bridegroom, making your match with kings. You do not see that you bring destruction on your children and on her, your wife, a fearful death.
Your soul, what for is yours?
And in your grief too, I weep, mother of little children. You who will murder your own.
Mistress, I tell you that these children are reprieved. And the royal bride has been pleased to take in her hands your gifts. In that quarter, the children are secure. Come, why do you stand confused when you are fortunate? Why have you turned round with your cheek away from me? Are not these words of mine pleasing for you to hear?
I am lost.
That word is not in harmony with my tidings.
I'm lost.
Am I in ignorance, telling you of some disaster and not the good news I thought?
You have told what you have told.
Why then this downcast eye and this weeping of tears?
Oh, I'm forced to weep, old man. The gods and I, in a kind of madness, have contrived all this.
Courage. You too will be brought home by your children.
Before that happens, I shall bring others home.
Others before you have been parted from their children. Mortals must bear in resignation their ill luck.
That is what I shall do. Go.
Oh, children, come here to me. Oh, my children, you have a city, you have a home, and you can leave me behind you, and without your mother you may live here forever. But I am going into exile to another land, before I have seen you grown to manhood, before I have dressed your brides and made your marriage beds, and held up the torch at the ceremony of wedding. And you will never see your mother again with your dear eyes. Why, children, do you look upon me?
Why do you smile so sweetly, that last smile of all? Oh, what can I do? My spirit goes from me when I see that bright look. I cannot bear to do it. I'll take my children away from this land. Why should I hurt their father with their pain? No, I will not do it. Ah, what is wrong with me? Will I let my enemies go unhurt and be laughed at? Children, come into the house. And all of you forbidden to come near when I make sacrifice, keep from me now. Oh, do not, oh my heart, you must not do this. Poor heart, let them go. Have pity on your children. No, by hell's avenging furies, it shall not be, this shall never be, that I should suffer my children to be the prey of my enemies. Give me your hand. Give your mother your hands to kiss. Oh, the dear hands. And oh, how dear are these lips to me. And the proud eyes
and the bearing of my children. Oh, how good to hold you. How delicate the skin. How sweet the breath. Go. Go into the house. I am no longer able. No longer able to look upon you.